This week in House Matters, Industry, Investment and Commerce Minister Anthony Hilton backs Global Logistics Hub Initiative. During the recently concluded 2013-2014 budget debate, Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller declared the Logistics Hub Initiative a central plank in Jamaica's overall growth strategy. The hub represents an investment opportunity of approximately $8 billion and is expected to allow Jamaica to take full economic advantage of the opportunities from the widening of the Panama Canal by 2015. During his sectoral debate presentation on Tuesday, Minister of Industry, Investment and Commerce Anthony Hilton reaffirmed that the Logistics Hub Initiative is not a pipe dream. He says the initiative represents a real vehicle for economic transformation.
This initiative will finally cut the Gordian knot, which has been choking the Jamaican economy and condemned us to 3 decades of anemic growth.
He says work to be done include the enactment of enabling legislation and the construction of supporting infrastructure. However, there have been several significant developments concerning the logistics hub.
Over the past year, we have generated significant global investor interest with missions to China, Singapore, Dubai, Panama, and the Netherlands, where we have received enthusiastic support for the initiative.
The initiative has also received support from the multilateral agencies, including the World Bank and the Inter-American Development Bank. Several investors have been shortlisted to finance a major project under the Logistics Hub Initiative. Minister Hilton told parliamentarians that one of these investors has developed a verifiable investment proposal of over $500 million. The investors are awaiting approval to proceed to the final stages of acceptance of their proposals, followed by implementation. The project involves 750,000 square feet of space in an ultra-modern technology park at Nagohead, St. Catherine, with the potential to employ some 13,000 persons.
The first 100,000 square feet of space has already been booked by an entity which is the fastest growing BPO company to have entered Jamaica. The company is currently in the process of building out a 20,000 square foot facility in New Kingston to employ 600 persons in the next 2 months. This until the technology park is ready.
Additionally, construction at the Caymanas Economic Zone will begin within another few months, utilizing this type of venture approach. Some 200 acres of lots and purpose-built space will be developed in an environment comparable to any first world special economic zone. The sectors earmarked for the zone include ICT, manufacturing, incubator, creative industries, furniture, electronics, and biomedical industries. Turning to how Jamaicans will be able to seize the opportunities presented by the Logistics Hub Initiative, Minister Hilton said the ministry will designate special economic zones under powers given to the minister by the Free Zone Act. Jamaica Promotions Corporation, JAMPRO, will promote and market these zones locally and overseas to companies engaged in various logistics activities. These companies include, but are not limited to, assembly operations, warehousing, distribution and packaging.
Further, Mr. Speaker, the Ministry will reactivate the Industrial Apprenticeship Program, working together with HART NTA to train the workforce needed to operationalize and take advantage of the tens of thousands of jobs that will be created.
Mr. Hilton notes that the Ministry is also working with tertiary institutions to develop curricula specific to the skills needed for successful implementation of the project. Next month, the ministry will lead a major mission to the 5th Biennial Diaspora Conference in Montego Bay. Minister Hilton says the aim is to build on the efforts to engage and involve members of the diaspora into the mainstream of economic activity in the country. The focus of this year's conference will be on investment and trade. JAMPRO will execute a Business Connect strategy at the conference and mount a major Jamaica Logistics Hub Pavilion in partnership with logistics services providers in the diaspora marketplace. That's it for this edition of House Matters. Join us again next time.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.